Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. You know, to make digital campaigns successful, marketers need to ensure their ad spend is being used to reach real people. Yeah, whether we like it or not, it's a fact that ad fraud does exist in the digital ecosystem, and not all campaigns are being seen by humans. Digital ad fraud is any deliberate activity that prevents the proper delivery of ads to the intended audience or in the intended place. Most commonly taking the form of bots or domain spoofing, ad fraud thieves by, you know, siphoning off money from advertising transactions. And it can come in many forms, really, you know, pretending to be humans browsing the internet or falsely representing low quality inventory as high quality. So let's try and find out more about the advertising scene in this region and what we're doing right that enables us to see low fraud rates. So on the line this morning, we've got Conrad Tallarini, who is Regional Vice President for Double Verify.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here.
Conrad, Double Verify is a leading software platform for digital media measurement and analytics. What else can you tell us about the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, you kind of nailed on top of the head. You know, we are an ad verification platform. We are the largest globally. We actually just went on the New York Stock Exchange about 3 months ago under the call sign DV. And, you know, really what ad verification ensures is that every advertisement bought across your computer, your mobile phone, tablet, Apple TV, Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, I can go on and on, YouTube, Facebook, meets a very certain quality and really making sure that ads show up in the right context. You know, making sure that your brand is showing up next to content that is extremely relevant. And that's really what our company focuses on.
Obviously, media quality is an important factor here. So how do I define media quality then?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, when you're defining media quality, you take a look at it from really, there's three key areas that we look at it. Like, number one, is it viewed by a real person? And that's kind of a funny thing to talk about, right? Like, why wouldn't an ad be viewed by a real person? And you mentioned it earlier, but there's tons of fraud in the digital ecosystem. Some of our listeners may have heard the term bot before, and, you know, that's essentially a computer program, and bots can do many things, but one thing that they're programmed to do is mimic humans, and when they do that, they can take ad dollars out of the ecosystem. So one thing that Double Verify prevents is ads being seen by a bot, because if it's seen by a bot, you can't influence the consumer, you can't tell the consumer about your product. It's really a waste of money. So that's one thing, is fraud. The other thing which we really focus on is making sure that your ad is seen in a suitable environment. And that's really key. And I can give a few examples here. One example would be if you take a look at, I don't know, let's talk fast food. If you talk about fast food or quick service restaurants, you know, showing your ad potentially on a health and fitness site that's displaying health and fitness content may not be the best use of your budget. Or let's say you're an alcohol brand. Another great example would be, you know, you don't want your product being marketed towards children. You know, not only is it inappropriate, it's also illegal in most countries. So using Double Verify's technology, we can absolutely ensure that the ad's in a brand suitable environment. And really the third thing that we take a look at is, you know, geography. If you're advertising to Singaporeans, what you want to do is make sure that your ads are being seen in Singapore or to Singaporeans abroad. You don't want your ads being seen in Uzbekistan, for example. So we make sure that the ads fit really those three criteria. So just to recap, you know, has the opportunity to be seen in a safe environment by a real person in the intended geography.
So it's all down to some kind of an AI that's able to track and identify that that person or that thing that's viewing the ad is not real.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we have lots of proprietary technology. We have an ad fraud lab, which sits globally, which has been reviewing, you know, these fraudulent bots for over a decade. We're serving ads for and tracking ads for literally, you know, thousands of advertisers globally. And so we're collecting data points and we're really ensuring that ads are seen, like I said before, by real people in brand safe environments in the correct geography. And we really do it two ways. You asked about like an AI. Mm-hmm. We do it with both AI, but we also do it with humans as well. So, you know, we have human beings that are checking to make sure that the AI that we're using is actually producing the correct results.
Mm. You know, Conrad, fraudsters or bad guys, as we like to call them, they were already a problem pre-COVID-19. It feels like COVID-19 was a catalyst for them to get more creative. I mean, how has that had an impact on what advertisers have had to do throughout this pandemic?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I mean, is the World Federation of Advertisers several years ago came out with a very interesting stat, and that digital ad fraud is the second largest organized crime syndicate in the world. So you're talking about they're literally taking billions of dollars out of the ecosystem. You know, there's lots of different studies on this, but, you know, ad fraud has been around for a while. But what's really happened over the pandemic is you've had people migrate to what I talked about earlier, which is like that watching TV on your Roku or watching on your mobile phone. And you're having massive amounts of video being watched across these mediums, which is ripe for fraudsters to come in. It's the most expensive advertising in most markets. And, you know, let's face it, fraud goes where the money is. And so we've seen like a massive shift into this like video environment. And that's definitely been fast forwarded by the COVID-19 pandemic. People have been spending more time at home. They're watching more media content across Apple TV or a Roku or an Xbox or a PlayStation. They're watching YouTube on their mobile phones. They're watching Facebook video on their tablets. So, yeah, it's absolutely like sprung this whole fraud ring forward. And they are absolutely concentrating on that whole video space because that's where the high-value fraud is.
Yeah, a bit of video consumption psychology involved, because these days when people consume this sort of content, they're just going video after video after video. They don't really stop to breathe. So, yeah, that's where you can sneak in a fraudster in that sense.
Absolutely.
I'm quite curious, Conrad, about DoubleVerify's recent annual Global Insights report. What can you tell us about this?
Something that we've been producing. It's a nice piece of content over the last several years, and we produce it globally. So it's for APAC, it's for EMEA, of course, North America, and Latin America. So it really like covers us globally. But when you take a look at the Asia-Pacific region, there's some really interesting insights. So 88% of verified video impressions were on mobile devices. So we were just talking about mobile devices earlier. So in the APAC region, 88% of video that we've verified has come from mobile devices. That's absolutely massive compared to other regions. So whether that's on an application on your mobile phone or on a web browser like Chrome, that's where the consumers are. And that's really important if you're a marketer. And, you know, this is very unique a trend for APAC. You know, in short, if you're marketing your brand and you have like a mobile video content is subpar, you're likely missing out on engaging with your target audience. So I'd say that's one of the key takeaways. Asia's always been mobile first, but it hasn't been this mobile first. And so for anybody that's listening, if you don't have a mobile marketing plan, if you don't have great, rich video content, you're probably missing out on where your consumers are.
But in terms of, you know, seeing the lowest fraud rates, I understand that APAC advertisers are seeing the lowest one globally. I mean, what are we doing different that puts us in this position?
Great question. One thing that we've seen over the past year is we've seen a massive uptick in advertisers using DoubleVerify data to avoid fraudulent websites. So DV, I mentioned before, we have fraud labs. They're identifying bot schemes. They're identifying where the fraud basically is globally. We package that data up and we allow advertisers to use it and really avoid those bad websites, those bad apps, bad Roku boxes, etc. And that's really what's setting Asia apart, is we're seeing a very high adoption in advertisers using our data to protect themselves against fraud.
One of the unfortunate things about the world we live in, because it's so digitally connected, is it's always about predicting and having foresight over what kind of trends could potentially pop up. So with regard to the way digital advertising is going, what do you see in the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to get my crystal ball out here. No, I'm joking about that. But, you know, how about this? I'll give you really the next like 1 to 3 years. And that what we're seeing globally, and especially in Asia, and I'll give some examples in a minute, but consumers are increasingly concerned about privacy. There's no two ways about it. And the ways that their data is being used by companies to target them across the internet, as well as like other media platforms. So to that end, stringent ongoing data privacy regulations, such as GDPR. That's the General Data Protection Regulation. That's out of Europe. And more locally close to home in Singapore, we have the PDPA, which is the Personal Data Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along with, you know, most web browsers, you know, are going to be sunset as well. Third-party cookies are going away. And they're really ushering in this universal shift away from third-party audience targeting. And in the next few years, this trend's going to continue and play a more prominent role in our industry. This is why DoubleVerify is investing heavily in what we call contextual advertising. And it's actually been around for the better part of a decade, but it's really making a comeback. So our technology is able to identify a piece of content on a website and make sure it's contextually relevant for the advertiser. And with third-party cookies going away, these data privacy acts going into place really globally, I see this as, you know, absolutely the future for digital advertising.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the third-party cookies, because Google's kicked that out and we will no longer be able to leverage on that, I believe, from the year 2022. What are some concerns that perhaps clients have come to you with regard to Google phasing this out? Because I understand that a lot of people are worried that they can no longer leverage data and use it for the benefit of their company.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. A lot of advertisers are very concerned about that. What they've been doing to date is they've been dropping what's called a cookie on a web browser, and they've been using that to remarket or retarget to consumers. The thing is, what's happened is it's actually become a bad experience for consumers, because you can get spammed with tons of ads. Maybe it's a sub-purchase you've already made. Maybe you're looking at a pair of shoes on an e-commerce site, and all of a sudden you see that pair of shoes come up 1,000 times over the next month, even though you may have already purchased it. So it's a bad consumer experience. And the thing is, what's happened as well is you have people that are able to buy data. You're able to, you know, data's been hacked in the past. So it's really become this, like I said, there's a negative connotation around this whole like remarketing. And so that's where really context comes into play. And I don't know about you, but if I'm checking out an automotive piece of content, that's the time that you want to hit me with a Mercedes ad. It's not when I'm looking at dog food for my dog. I want to be served something that's more contextually relevant. And so I'd say that's like for advertisers, there's a little bit of a shift, but overall it's going to be better for the industry and it's going to be better for the consumers that are on the internet.
For sure. I mean, when you look at this and when you look at trends, it's like an exam you're dreading that's happening in the next couple of weeks. But the worst thing you can do is leave it for later. You have to study now. So, Conrad, what would you advise advertisers to prepare themselves for these upcoming trends?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd make sure that you are fully aware of the new laws that are going into play where you're responsible for the advertising. You know, I mentioned GDPR earlier. For you, Europe, we have the Personal Data Protection Act in Singapore. Absolutely make sure that you're compliant. I think that's key. I'd also be really trying to understand, like, how am I going to be getting to my consumers? How am I going to be, you know, drumming up business and influencing consumers across my region? And, you know, contextual is a great way to do that. And reading up on contextual targeting, reading up on all the new data privacy laws that are going into play is really going to set you apart from somebody who's being lackadaisical about it.
If all else fails, just look up DoubleVerify. They might be able to help you out. I've been speaking with Conrad Talaridi, Regional Vice President for DoubleVerify. Appreciate your time this morning, Conrad. Take care and stay safe.
All right, you too. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.